I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Morning, Camel Nation. It's Nico, Cheyenne. Oh. Today's a good one.
Today is a good one.
Today is a good one.
It's always a good one when you're looking up down at the grass rather than up at it.
Just burn the complete inside of my mouth on some hot coffee.
Coffee machine for us has been
it's the little red Keurig that could. When we got it at first, we're like, we need a coffee machine in here.
We were spending so much money on coffee. Going to get it.
I can't do like $5 a day on drip coffee.
It's wild. Yeah. That's a conversation for another. Why is drip coffee almost $5?
That is wild.
That's insane.
So I said, no, I will buy my Keurig. I got a little red Keurig that could. It's like a single serving Keurig. Very simple to use. When we first got it, we unpacked it. Nothing.
Thing would barely turn on.
We got everybody reaching out to us. Did you try this? Did you try this? I'm like, there's three buttons on it. Like, this is not complicated.
It's a small little reservoir. Everybody's like, did you open the K-Cup Yes, we opened it, guys.
Somehow it totally bamboozled us, but we got it working now. Yeah. So we got some hot, fresh coffee every morning.
To just burn our mouths and
just toast it right now.
Fuel the mornings.
I feel like I just ate like a hot, steaming hot slice of pizza.
Yeah.
Right out of the box, and the cheese just stuck to your top of your mouth.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's what it feels like right now.
It's the worst.
But it's a good feeling.
But it's the best.
It's a good burn.
It burns so good.
It's a good burn. All right. I hope you got your coffee. What do we got coming up on the show-zum today?
That's a splendid question because I can't see through my allergy eyeballs.
Well, we definitely are doing Minute to Win It.
Definitely are doing Minute to Win It. And for that, you're playing for four-day passes into Country Thunder and a campsite. We're also going to talk about Valleywise is looking for some volunteers.
Oh.
For basically the best volunteer job. In
volunteer?
The volunteer job. Volunteer job
in
the hospital.
Volunteer.
I like volunteer. So,
okay, cool.
We've got a lot of great stuff coming up.
Happy Taco Tuesday. It's Nico Cheyenne on Camel Country. Stick around.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Tyson is a great husband.
Okay, but
he's a terrible husband. So he fills his wife's gas tank whenever it gets low.
Oh, that's really sweet.
And Julia wants me to call him up because she caught him getting drive-thru McDonald's French fries with French fry crumbs in the car.
No!
So, yay, got me gas, but also didn't share the McDonald's fries.
He didn't even share these. Man, that's rude.
Let's call him up.
Hello.
Hey, Tyson?
Yes, what do you want from me?
Hey, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. I have some news for you from your wife, Julia.
What happened? She okay?
Well, yeah, she just wanted me to tell you that she appreciates when you fill up her car with gas whenever it's low.
Oh, okay.
But she also does not appreciate when you get McDonald's French fries at the drive-thru on the way home and you don't share. Because she found the fries you dropped in her car, and it smelled delicious this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did that. I did get some. I got some fries on the way home.
Tyson.
Yeah.
It's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country. Let me just ask you this question. How did you think you were going to get away with it?
Yeah, and don't you know that sharing is caring? That's rude. I mean,
look, it was on the way home. It was kind of a far drive. I was like, I'll eat them all. By the time I get home, there'll be no evidence left.
You know? All I hear are some excuses as to not sharing with your wife.
Well, he is correct. Once you start, you cannot stop.
There is no stopping.
You cannot stop.
Yes.
No, not at all. Not at all.
That is the lure of McDonald's.
So next time, Julia wants you to save a couple for her, okay?
You know what? I can do that. Honestly, I'll probably just get her own side of fries.
See, now you're thinking.
No, you'll eat them both. It's impossible.
I think we have bigger issues at that point.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Cats suck. I said it. Sticking to it.
It's such an aggressive statement. And also, why?
Why do I feel that way, Cheyenne? Yes. Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, why is it so aggressive? Man. What do cats ever do to you?
Sometimes I'll see a cat and go, you can stick around on this planet a little while longer.
Okay.
But most of the time, I look at cats and go, why are you here?
Well,
what do you do? What do you contribute to the world?
What are the credentials for you being okay with a cat staying around a little longer? What do they have
when
to
they
check
say
off your list?
All animals have some type of relevance in the ecosystem of the world.
Yes.
Cats don't.
Oh my God.
Cats don't. Listen, we take out the bees, we're in trouble. If the cats go, nothing happens. Mosquitoes.
I would agree. Mosquitoes, I don't understand.
If the mosquitoes were gone. So if animals could talk, who would be the rudest? I'm going cats, 100%. Hands down, cats.
Is that all cats across the board? Like even big cats?
No. Big cats play a much different role in the world.
Okay. Yeah,
that's why they're called big cats. Okay. There's only one classification of dogs. There's small dogs, there's big dogs, but you don't say big dogs. You just say dogs that are big.
That's a good point, Nico.
Good
that's
point.
A good point.
Also, wolves are canine.
Yeah.
So they're considered to be in the class of, and they have a whole relevance themselves.
Yeah, they do. Whew. They keep a lot of things under control out there. Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
So if animals could talk, Cheyenne, who would be the rudest in your opinion?
I mean, I don't disagree with you on the cat level. My mother has a cat, and some days I look over and he's staring at me like,
ugh.
He wants to take me out.
Yeah.
You know, like he knows how to run my house better than I do.
No. He's not looking at you wanting to take you out. He's looking at you going, when you are gone, this will all be mine.
He's just silently plotting.
Yeah.
Can what you he's imagine gonna do?
What a cat thinks? Because we like step into a house that's 10,000 square feet and we're like, it's so big. Like when a cat gets put into like a regular size house, it's like, oh, this is mine.
You're absolutely 1,000% right. Cats are on a different level. I totally agree.
Cat lovers are hating me right now.
They are. And they are very... If you're a cat lover, defend the cats.
Yes, please.
Give me 5 good reasons
as
to why cats are not the rudest animal in the animal kingdom.
Yeah. Why do you like cats?
That's what I need to know.
Because the only thing I ever see is someone go, oh, they're so snuggly. I'm like, who the hell is snuggling with a cat that licks his butt all day?
I mean, my mom, as rude as my mom's cat is, he does like to cuddle.
And he likes to lick his butt.
He does. But so do dogs. How do you feel about dogs? They smell each other's booties.
Oh, dogs, man.
It's like it's literally their driver's license. Turn around, let me smell you. Oh, Roger. It's you.
Yeah. Well, we really love those doggy kisses.
What?
602-894-5653. Tell us why cats are good.
Yeah, just defend them. Because I agree with you, Nico. I think that cats are one of the rudest animals on the planet.
They're the worst.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that they're rude.
It's okay. Cat ladies are showing their fangs.
Jeez Louise.
We got text messages. Man, I didn't think I would fire up the Camel Nation this much.
I'm concerned that you need a bodyguard to walk you to your car today.
Yeah.
They might physically come for you.
They might sick their cats on me.
They bring all their cats.
Meow. Look out.
Stop.
All right. Surprisingly, we have a phone call from not a cat lady, but a cat man.
Oh. A man who loves the cats.
Nathan in Mesa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. So... I thought women were going to call and hate on me for my hatred of cats, but no. You said that you love cats.
I do.
Like, how much do you love them?
I mean, I think they're the best animals on earth. They're so cute, and they're fluffy, and, you know, and they curl up with you. How could you not love a cat?
Well, first of all, I'm very allergic to cats, so therefore, I don't love cats.
And also... to everything you just said.
Nico's having a physical reaction to everything you just said right now.
Do you realize that they cleanse themselves by licking their entire bodies? The hair that's accumulated gets stuck in their throats, and then they cough it up. What? Wait, God did not make this animal. The devil did.
I mean, nobody's perfect, you know. They're just doing what they do. At least they clean themselves. You don't even have to clean them, you know.
He makes a valid point.
Self-sufficient. Yeah. They'd rather lick themselves than have you go through the trouble of washing them.
Ugh. It's the opposite of selfish, really.
So yeah. How many cats do you have?
I have 3 cats.
Okay. Aww. All right. You're not cat lady yet.
You're getting there, though. That's pretty close. How many cats does it take to make you a cat lady? How many do you have to have?
Probably 6.
Are you single? Is it just you in your house and you have 3 cats?
Yes, right now.
Are they named something cute?
Of course.
What are they?
One is Fuzzball, one's Frodo, the other is Muffin.
That is the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I do like
it. He's got a cat named Frodo.
Great.
Oh, man.
Well, Nathan, I hope that... you know, you wake up tomorrow morning and they're not all standing over you wondering how they're going to kill you.
They're not. They're going to wake me up with cuddles and they rub their little whiskers on my face. They're so cute.
What's cuter than puppies?
Babies.
Nothing. Wrong answer.
Stop it.
But babies coming in a close second.
I think newborn babies are one of the cutest things in the entire whole planet.
You are one of these people that thinks all newborn babies are the cutest thing ever, right?
Show me an ugly newborn. Well, it doesn't exist.
I've made the mistake of one time, like my boy posted.
You didn't.
Welcome, Nancy Grace. Nancy Grace, weird. Weird name to give this child,
yeah.
But hey, it was just a fake name, right? Welcome, our new baby girl, Nancy Grayson. This baby's face was not, it was not.
You lie.
I know. I'm going straight to hell. I am very aware of that. But based on this baby's photo, I was like, ooh. That was a tough, birthing session.
Stop!
Its head was like all out of whack.
It's not funny.
But babies are the cutest thing ever, regardless of what they look like.
I love babies. I love newborn babies.
If you want to hang out with newborn babies, okay, ValleyWise Health, NICU in Phoenix is looking for cuddlers.
Sign me up. I will be there.
I love this idea because the first thing I picture is like a little sleeping little baby in your arms.
And
it's warm in the NICU. And they, you know, they probably have some soft music playing. But in reality, it's probably like this.
It's probably pretty accurate.
Cuddle me, lady!
Yeah.
The blonde lady's coming! I need cuddles!
The crazy blonde lady!
But they are looking for like 40 cuddlers.
Yeah. Which I think is a great thing to do. Like, the NICU is a really hard place to be in.
Yeah.
You know, you only get so much time in there as a parent. And, you know, the nurses are so busy that they need extra hands and extra arms and extra hearts full of love that just want to snuggle the babies.
Snuggle the babies with Cheyenne. That's what we'll call it. Snuggle with Cheyenne. Oh, we'll get a whole lot of entries that are not for the NICU on that one. But for 4 hours each week, they're looking for cuddlers.
Yes.
Because apparently cuddling can help the baby's brain develop, can help the cortisol levels, and gain weight, which is huge for NICU babies.
It's because super huge.
Immediately, if they realize that the baby is undersized, they immediately start, you know, working on that.
Yeah.
Putting weight on them, and they need these cuddlers.
They do. As a NICU mom... My oldest was in the NICU for almost a week. It is very important. Like, it's a very important place. It's a very important job. And whether they're getting paid or not, as cuddlers.
This is volunteer based.
It is volunteer work.
Want to make that clear.
It's very important.
You are volunteering.
So, Nico needs you to know. You're not being paid.
No, I just, you know, I don't want to sell them a dream.
Yeah.
And, you know, have them be like, oh, I get
it
paid
It is
for
a
this.
Dream, though. A it's dream a to be paid to snuggled newborns?
I know. It's a volunteer.
Okay.
Thing. So you're also going to get trained on how to swaddle and hold babies safely, which that was a problem when my son was born. because I don't think I'd ever held a baby ever. They were
really?
Like, put, yeah, never. They were like,
your put, fur, hold on. Your first time holding a baby.
I'll show you the photo.
I need.
It's so uncomfortable. Like my arm is literally, I'm like. I'm,
I wish you guys it looks could like I'm see holding, him right now.
like a football. It was so weird and uncomfortable. But they were the worst photos ever.
I need to see those pictures.
Thankfully, he grew up and now he's a big boy and I don't have to hold him anymore. But ladies and gentlemen, Valley-wise, if you have some time that you can commit per week, 4 hours per week for a minimum of 100 hours total, reach out to Valleywise. They're looking for NICU cuddlers.
There's so much time in the year. Like, we have so much time for things. You can make 100 hours out of a year.
Join Cuddle with Cheyenne.
Yeah.
The new program where you cuddle with Cheyenne.
Not cuddling me. Let's
in
just
the
be,
same room. No. Babies in the NICU.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning. Nico, you're a dad of an almost 8-year-old.
Yes.
Yep, and I'm a mom of a 14-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Yes.
These kids are something else.
Yes.
And they do things sometimes that makes you go, oh my God, I just want to. And then there are other times where you go, oh, you love me so much. Why? Why do you love me so much?
Yeah.
And then you look back and you're like, okay, I get it. But
it's the 1% of the time that they actually love us, yeah. And the 99% of the time they're jerks.
Yeah, exactly.
So that 1% really means a lot.
Easton made me cry last night. And it took,
what did he
it was
do?
One sentence. This kid was sitting down doing his homework in the dining room. I'm in the living room. Uh-huh. He's doing his spelling words. Now, his spelling words come with 4 days that he does all throughout the week. One of the lessons is he has to take the word and put it into a sentence.
Okay.
The word was fearless.
Oh.
The sentence that came out of his mouth was, under his breath, my mommy is fearless. And I cried. I sounded a lot like that, actually.
Was that a yawn?
No, it's part sea lion. Part emotion, part sea lion.
It's accurate. It's what I did in the living room. Because it was one of those moments where, like, you know, I've only ever been a mom really as a single mom. Mm-hmm. I've never really had a partner. My ex-husband and I weren't married for very long. So it was like, you know, I was pretty much doing it on my own anyways. So I've always had to achieve higher to give them the life that I thought that they deserved and to not be a statistic, right?
Yeah.
So to hear it come, it was unprovoked. I wasn't helping him with his homework at all because he's a great reader. He can do it on his own. He's very smart. It was one of those moments where I went, I'm not doing as bad as I feel like I'm doing every day.
Why do you feel like you're doing bad?
Because when you're doing it by yourself, sometimes it's really easy to get down on yourself because you feel like you're just failing. Okay. Like, there's a lot of things you can't
get your self-esteem.
No, it has nothing to do with self-esteem. It's just life. Life just get. There's a lot of things you can't do as a single parent. There's just things you can't do.
Okay.
It's just a fact of it. So when you feel like you're failing or whatever, and then you hear your kids on their own say something that is so meaningful.
Mm.
It was just one of those moments yesterday where I was like, I'm doing okay.
Absolutely.
If I can walk away from this week with that on the front of my, on the front burner rather than the back burner, I'm going to be doing okay at the end of the week.
I told you.
My mommy is fearless.
We love those 1% of the time moments.
Those 1%ers are great.
We will take them every time. Now, I'm still waiting for my 1% moment.
It'll come. It'll come. And then when it comes, you're going to be like, and you're going to cry like an emotional sea lion.
My son, he's autistic, and I've spoken about it. So he has a very different way of expressing emotions. Like, he actually doesn't do them like correctly that often.
Okay.
So it's really rare if it hits the correct way.
Yeah.
Like, for anything, he'll just throw out the weirdest emotion. We're like, okay, yeah, our son's autistic. Yeah, it's understandable.
Yeah.
So that one time that it's going to hit correctly, though, it's going to knock me out cold completely.
Yeah, it will, too. It'll just take all of the wind out of your chest and put it straight into your sails.
I can't wait for it.
It's going to be a good day, and I can't wait to hear you talk about it. It's going to be great.
That day, it will go from a negative to a positive, and it's all good.
Yeah. Until then, we wait.
Until then, you're fearless, mama. You're fearless.
My mommy is fearless. We kicked off Minutes Win It yesterday with a brand new grand prize, which is 4 4-day passes into Country Thunder and a campsite. We only got one question revealed yesterday, Nico, so it is anyone's game at this point. We've got Brittany and Gilbert. Good morning, Brittany.
Hi, good morning.
All right, you're playing Minute to Win It. You've got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You go as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over.
Okay.
10 questions, 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
All right, question number one. What country was Keith Urban born in?
New Zealand.
What is the icon used for sending and receiving a post on Instagram?
An arrow?
No, that's not it.
Dang it.
That's not it, but we got to question number two. You didn't get all 10 right, Brittany, obviously, because we only got to question number two, but for playing, we're still going to send you to the Out of the Park Music Fest that's happening on March 22nd. It's 2 general admission tickets. You're going to see Ernest, Chase Matthew, and George Burge.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on just a second, Brittany.
Okay.
You can't beat on your kids anymore. What?
I mean, parenting is not done now the way that it used to be. That is for darn sure.
But technically, the schools, Arizona school system, they can restrain your kid.
I'm sorry, what?
Absolutely, 100%.
Public schools, I would lose my mind.
They can paddle your kid in some school districts. Not even a joke.
I did not know that. Also, tell me which school districts, because I will put Easton in it today.
I grew up with the paddle.
I did not. Abe, you got it at school?
Yeah.
I got it at home.
And home, because my dad was a teacher, and he was like, hey, principal, you got an extra one of those?
No way, no how, bro. Yeah.
We use the good old kitchen spoon.
My parents would.
The wooden ones.
Yeah, they would throw a little smackdown on my booty once in a while. Maybe like a clothes hanger or a belt.
Yep,
but,
been there for sure.
But that'll
teach fly swatter.
That'll teach me to correct myself immediately.
Yeah.
They were not very clever with their parenting tactics. They were pretty blunt force trauma.
To the rear end.
Exactly.
These kids don't even know anymore.
Growing up, I thought I had it bad, but I had a friend whose mom had some very unique tactics to remind him of his chores.
Like what?
So, and this is not, this was like junior high school, so it's not like she was doing it to a five-year-old, but like when he would leave dishes in the sink and then just go about his business, he would come home from school or whatever and there would be dirty dishes just laying on top of his bed.
Ew.
As a straight up reminder of like, oh, did you forget something this morning?
That's the most passive aggressive thing a parent could do.
Wild to me.
Especially if your mom is like working later than you're like getting home, because you know she knew he was getting home and going straight to his bed to like lay on it and he couldn't. Because there were dishes there.
And it was even funnier when we were with him. Like, and so we'd all come in and just see that. And be like, oh, man, do you need a moment alone?
Like, looks like you got some chores to do.
I guess we're sitting on the shag carpet tonight, guys.
I was like, what is the deal? And the craziest thing is now, he's got teenagers now, and he does it to his kids.
He does it.
Now.
It's like, stuck. Because, you know, I think it's like as your teenagers and your parents are trying to, like, reprimand you, you're like, this is baloney. You know, and just being a teenager. And then when you become an adult, you go, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just think he's not very creative.
He's like, I'm going
to
pull.
You had 30 years to think of something.
I mean, I knew what my mom used to do. And my mom used to pull out like the black construction garbage bags.
Uh-huh.
And she would tell you, you have 24 hours. You have 24 hours to clean your room. And
she would like start a timer.
Yeah. What's left on the floor when I get home from work tomorrow, is going to the Goodwill. And she would come home and she would grab that bag straight into the room. She was, if my mom made a threat, my mom followed through on the threat.
Oh, I like that.
She would put it all in the bag. And then the next day when she would go to work, all of that would go to the Goodwill.
That would really work because Justin, my son, hates when we donate anything. And we're like, look, if you haven't played with a toy in a year, it's going to be donated.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We're not junk collectors over here.
You got to get rid of them. So that's what they do.
I love that. A little trash bag.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, and we have Google now. Google is like his worst fear. Whenever we set a timer, we're like, hey, Google. And he goes, no, Google, don't listen. Don't listen, Google. Dad is lying. I'd be like, no, Google, 10 minutes. Do a timer. Boom.
The smart home speaker timer has been a game changer for modern parenting. Because I do the same thing. My 8-year-old, actually, no. Both of my kids don't know how to light a fire under their own bums.
Oh, okay.
So I have to set a timer because they will lollygag.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, you got 10 minutes to get it done. Two hours later.
It's called being a kid.
Yeah, it's wild to me. It's wild.
And also super distracted. I want to know what unorthodox parenting tactics you had used on you. 602-894-5653. Hit us up. Dirty dishes in the bed. I don't know what type of message that sends.
It's disgusting. It's really gross. And also, like, the hard part about being a parent is you have to teach lessons that also don't directly affect you.
Yeah.
This directly affects you.
Now you've dirtied the bed also. Yes. And my son would just take that as, oh, we can eat dinner in bed nowadays, Dad? We don't have to go down to the dining room table?
Justin with the silver lining.
See?
Love that for him.
He's working it out. Kayla in Maricopa, morning.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Okay, so what did your parents do that was unorthodox to make you clean up?
Oh, my mom scared the shit out of my brothers and sisters and I.
That's such an aggressive use of the word. So what happened?
I feel like we're on the verge of like hearing about some abuse, but we shall.
Borderline, do you need therapy?
We shall continue here. What's going on? What happened?
I have a brother and a sister, so there's three kids in the house, and I'm actually the youngest one. And it was kind of like a notorious thing that none of us liked to clean up, and none of us liked to clean our rooms, and it was always a hassle. And of course, I'm the younger one. I learned from my older brothers and sister, right?
Right.
Like, so we all had a habit in this house, and my poor mom got so with us that it was always such a fight and a struggle to get us to clean that she basically took on a new tactic. Once I was about five and my brother and my sister were a couple years older than me.
Uh-huh.
My mom threatened to leave us. It got so bad.
To abandon
she
you?
She got to her wit's end that basically she told us that if we did not clean up our rooms and take a more, you know, be more proactive and serious about cleaning up after ourselves, that she would straight up full throttle leave. Like, she would leave us so that it would be, we would have to see what it's like to clean up without her there to clean up for us.
That's diabolical.
She would move to another house.
That's emotional damage. What?
Yeah, she told us she'd move out and leave forever.
Have you been to therapy? I'm concerned.
Be honest with me. Did you guys then have the cleanest house on the block or what?
Well, then we started cleaning our rooms and it was less of a fight and less of a chore.
So
and
it worked.
We got the picture.
What did we learn today, kids? Trauma works.
Oh, man.
Trauma shows up.
That is diabolical.
I mean, she had her hands full. I can see it looking back now how hard she was working.
Yeah.
But, you know, she just really went for it.
My grandmother
scared the living daylights out of us.
Whenever my brother and I were fighting, my grandmother would threaten to leave. I mean, she would just be like, I'm going on the bus. And whenever she said, I'm going on the bus, she meant she's taking the bus home.
Yeah.
And she's going to leave our asses. So I was kind of like, ooh, we better stop fighting because I don't need grandma like telling mom and dad that she's going on the bus.
And then you're in trouble.
Yeah, your mom was like full blown. I'm going to Maui.
Like, bye.
Bye, y'all. I'm moving out. That's crazy. Yep.
It's the scare tactic, you know? That was what worked for us.
Let's just say my passport is going to be very busy if my son doesn't clean up that room. Clean up the room or I'm leaving you. I don't live in an HOA, and that, my friends, is okay because everybody got chickens on my block.
I'm so jealous of you, but for so many levels. Also, great song.
Thank you.
You're
just
welcome.
Came up with it. It's called Chickens on the Block.
Why do you feed into this?
Because I like it.
Why are you the way you are? So my neighbor, Nicole, just posted on her social media that she's getting rid of her rooster.
Which is a beautiful rooster, by the way.
He's
a good looking dude.
Rooster.
Yeah. It's a very, very
I want to call him the other thing.
I know you do.
Apparently he's not getting along with the ladies of
the
flock.
It happens. Roosters can be really aggressive. They're aggressive by nature. So, yeah. I mean, it makes sense. I get it.
It led me to the question, do I get this rooster?
Why would you get the rooster?
We don't have any pets. And I figured...
So you want a rooster?
Yeah, if we have him in a chicken coop.
Just you and your rooster?
Just to have a rooster. He could cruise around the backyard. Oh, he would probably get eaten immediately, though. Animals?
Yeah,
this is Arizona.
Your neighbor and you live in the same block. If it hasn't been eaten at your neighbor's house, it's not going to eat at your house.
Oh, that's true. That's very true. She only lives two houses down.
Exactly.
The same predators are there that would be here.
It's not like they went down, can't go past this house.
I have so many chicken questions.
Okay.
At first, I didn't know the whole chicken laying the egg process because right now we're in an existential egg crisis, people.
Yeah.
The bird flu killed millions of birds, which has slowed down the production of eggs, which means I don't get my eggs.
Which is unfortunate because eggs are a great source of protein.
Yeah, and our neighbors are just pop.
Well, because eggs. Because Nicole has like 30 chickens.
She does have 30 chickens.
Yeah.
I should not get this rooster. I should get chickens, is what you're saying?
If you're wanting the eggs.
But you need the chickens to have the eggs?
So you need the hens, which are the female chickens,
yes.
Which are the ones that lay the eggs,
yeah.
To have eggs. So you have two different types of egg, right? So you. If you want just the egg that you eat, you can have just the hens.
Okay.
If you want chicks, which are baby chickens, you also need the rooster. So the eggs that are laid from the hen that are just the yolk are not fertilized by the rooster.
Not all eggs that come from a chicken
can be chicks.
Yes. Chickens.
In order to get a chick from an egg, you have to be fertilized by the rooster.
Okay.
But the female chickens lay eggs regardless.
What came first?
Chicken or the egg?
What came first? Age old question.
I don't have an answer.
Okay,
for that.
So that's what was confusing for me because I thought in order for I just thought chickens just laid eggs. Chickens lay eggs and that's what they do. And the rooster comes in and has his jam sesh and does his thing. And that makes the egg. But apparently they just lay eggs.
They just lay eggs. And then,
so I just need a chicken.
You just need a chicken.
Just to get eggs, I need a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
One chicken or do they live in pairs?
I mean, I don't know. I personally do not know how social chickens are.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they do better with multiple chicks, like chickens, or if they do fine solo. I've always generally seen people have 2 to 3 chickens, like 2 to 3 hens.
So I need 3.
I would say 3. Okay. I feel like that's a really solid number.
Why are you laughing, Abe?
Just like you're taking notes or something.
I am taking notes.
Got it. Okay.
I need 3 chickens. Okay. I need eggs.
He's very invested in the chickens.
I just want to call myself at the end of the day, Pollo Papi.
that's what this has all been leading up to.
I want t-shirts. I want merch.
There's always an angle.
Camel Nation.
Pollo Papi.
If you're interested in purchasing my brand new merch, Pollo Papi. But you got to say it like that.
Pollo Papi.
Yeah. Ah. I see.
Okay.
See what I did there? I created a whole business from 3 chickens.
I'm not upset about it.
There we go. So if you are feeling the hurt from the chicken crisis right now, the egg crisis,
get yourself a chicken.
Become a Pollo Papi like me. Ooh, Cheyenne.
Ooh, Nico.
Ooh, my boy, baby Justin Lazarus, who's no longer a baby, but I still call him a baby, made a very dire mistake last night.
Oh, no. What did he do?
Well, as he was showering, he used mom's body wash to give his car as a car wash in the shower.
That is a mayday.
You don't know how many times I've been like, oh, no, Bubba, that's not smart. Do not touch mom's stuff.
No.
Because you ladies have the upper level of body wash materials.
We do tend to have the things that smell nicer and have extra additives in them for whatever reason.
Yeah. She said that her face wash alone costs $100.
Okay, wait, what?
Yeah. I use the old cleaning clear with the morning bristles in it or whatever, whatever the hell they are.
I know. The morning beads.
And my face always feels good in the morning. Yeah, the morning beads. Exactly.
Yeah.
The burst beads.
Yeah, I used those when I was
16. Hers has like all of the tightening and the twisting of the face and the it's got everything in
it. I just use CeraVe. It's just so easy.
What's CeraVe?
CeraVe's are it's actually a really good like skincare brand.
Okay.
But it's like middle of the road as far it's not middle of the road, it's like one step higher. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's
then
not
the Clean and Clear.
Exactly. So it's like one step.
Or Neutrogena.
Yeah. It's really good, though. It works really well for my skin. But, like, my body washes from, like, TJ Maxx. So.
Oh, okay.
But also, you get really good product at TJ Maxx for just, like, super cheap.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. But the only additive that my stuff has in it, it says it's got a collagen peptide in it.
Right.
I don't really know what that means. I know what collagen is.
Yeah.
It like, you know, tightens everything up. But like, does it really work? I feel as though body wash is one of those things that you can buy that has quote unquote additives in it.
Yeah.
And it's really just a placebo effect. Like, is it really doing anything? You know?
Is it doing anything?
Is it actually seeping in, like getting into the skin enough to help to do anything? I don't know.
You know, scientists like tested all this stuff and they came up with this formula.
Yeah.
And back in the day, they were just using like whale blubber. Like that was soap.
Yeah.
Right?
It wasn't anything special.
It was like flowers and blubber and clean yourself.
Yeah. It was just try not to stink so bad.
And I think we did okay back in the. No, we did not.
Please don't take me back
People
to that
stunk
time.
Back
I
in
smell
those days.
Decent.
Ooh, and they were wearing all that like furs and hairs and.
Sounds terrible.
Now we have peptides and collagens and all that good stuff.
And all the crazy things. But I just feel like I buy it because it looks nice and smells good, right?
There you go.
I don't know.
It's important to smell good and look nice.
Yeah.
I use the Bonners or whatever, the all natural soap.
Dr. Bonners?
Dr. Bonners.
Ah.
There you go. I use that guy on my body and he keeps me clean.
Is it just the bar?
Yeah, it's just a bar of soap.
Okay.
I just use a straight bar of soap. I don't do the washcloth thing or the loofah because I feel like that thing gets dirty.
You want to know what? I have the perfect answer and solution for you.
What is it?
And I can only credit it to Abe because Abe put me onto it.
Oh.
What?
It is a rubber loofah. It's the loofah you told me to buy like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's literally, it's oval and it's got rubber like bristles on it.
Yeah.
And it like cleans and you don't have bacteria or anything like that. Game changer. Shower, game changer.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have bought one for pretty much everyone at this point. I'm obsessed.
Well,
yeah.
Your birthday's coming up, so you don't need a rubber loofah.
I don't need a rubber loofah.
I could use one.
I will literally buy you one today. It'll be here in the morning.
I know it's pretty obvious that you should just use soap and keep your bodies clean, but I think everybody probably does it a little differently.
Yeah, probably.
And I want to know how differently you do it. Do you use
a
soap sponge from the bottom of the ocean? That would be kind of cool.
That would be expensive.
602-894-5653. Yeah, here in the desert, ocean sponges, probably not so accessible. But let us know. I need your help, Camel Nation, because my son, he's 7 years old. He went through an entire bottle of my wife's body wash that literally costs almost $100 a bottle.
Way more expensive than it needs to be.
It's absolutely out of control. Yeah. Ridiculous. All right, who do we got checking in this morning, Cheyenne?
Text from the 602. I don't know who makes things so complicated. Just get an Irish spring bar.
The Irish spring bar. There you go. An Irish man speaks.
It's simple and it's good to go. 602, y'all, I'm almost embarrassed to tell you this, but my, in all caps, grown husband still uses baby body wash. She goes on to say,
aww.
Do you know what it's like to smell a grown man who smells like a baby? I'm assuming she's talking about the, like, Johnson & Johnson pink baby shampoo.
Yeah, probably.
That would be
that you use all
not
over your
attractive
body.
To me. I'd be like, oh, hey, honey.
Right.
Ugh,
how,
why? Yeah.
How do you ask for that at a store? Excuse me. I don't see your baby body wash for myself.
I just need it for me, not a baby. I have no kids, in fact, but I like to smell like a baby. No, I don't blame her. Like, that is embarrassing. You should have been embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do?
I mean, considering, like, Old Spice's commercials nowadays are so masculine. It's like,
yes.
Aha! Hey, I'm an Old Spice man. This guy's like, I'm a baby shampoo kind of guy.
Yeah. It's so soft on my super sensitive
skin.
That's
what I use, yeah.
Sir, I'm concerned.
I use, like I said, the old bar soap. Bar soap method has worked my entire life. Unless I'm in the shower and I'm getting a little assistance, you know, then we might have a little body wash scrub action.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Love that for you.
Yeah, that's
good for you.
That's a good, yeah. Yep. Okay.
Anyway.
Yep. Good morning. Morning, y'all. Hope you're having a pleasant day with your kids on the way to school. The game of baseball
is the best.
Has been losing fans and followers and attention over the years.
Yeah, you're
dramatically.
Not wrong. Yeah. It's gotten so drug out. And then they removed steroids, so people weren't hitting bombs the way that they used to. And
remember when there were steroids?
Yeah, I do remember.
That was so fun.
It was glorious.
Mark McGwire. Super normal looking guy.
Oh, yeah. I hit baseball.
And then they did away with it. And now it's like, oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Cool. I do love baseball.
Barry Bonds was a very normal looking gentleman also.
Yeah.
No, no. Absolutely not. Anyway, so now the MLB is testing out robot empires.
It's an interesting concept.
Did I say empires?
Empires.
Robot umpires.
He was right on the pyres.
Ump.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. I understand because we always, like, there's so much human error. Like, humans can only be so great. So the concept is that if you have it in an AI animated system, right?
Yeah.
Then they can't complain about things. But you also have, you know, there's room for error.
It's one of the biggest things, in my opinion, that holds back a lot of sports. Mm-hmm. It's the umpires getting a little too involved. Like in basketball, when they're calling fouls and you're like, that wasn't a foul. But then you look back at it super slow-mo and you're like, I see why maybe he could have called that a foul.
It walks the line a little bit.
It's football.
Yeah.
It was just in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The very first catch of the game. You're like, that wasn't pass interference. What the heck's going on?
Right.
So,
well, and then you have, you know, the ability to pay off, quote unquote, pay off the umpires or pay off the refs. Like,
oh yeah,
that's not something you would have with robots.
I mean, but you can pay off a robot, like a programmer.
You
know what I'm saying?
You could, but so, I feel like that's trackable.
It's a slippery slope. Like, it's a slippery slope, though.
It looks like Bob logged into the D-backs versus Yankees game umpire system
4 seconds ago.
Huh, interesting.
Interesting, Bob. So, yeah, it looks like they're bringing them into spring training games, probably trying to get a little feel for them because mm-hmm. they were starting to judge the calls last year. It's becoming more of a, like, strike ball.
Yeah.
That's the biggest call in baseball, right? Is it a strike? Is it a ball? Sometimes the umpires, even when they blow a call completely, a whole game can be hinged on one strike ball call.
Absolutely. But I just feel like removing human element from something like baseball specifically is gonna, I mean, that sucks.
Yeah, it's going to take away a lot of the
It's going to take away
the game.
Yeah, and I don't really feel like that's something I'm okay with.
Yeah, if they took away the human element here in radio, it would be us.
Yeah. Like, you wouldn't want that.
Today it's going to be 85 degrees Cheyenne, laugh here.
Ha ha.
That
ha,
was ha. Funny.
LOL. LOL. LOL.
Producer AB baby. Your hat looks like it's crooked today.
Abe's like, what is happening here?
So, keep the we're saying keep the human element.
I'm here for the human element. You know, if people make mistakes, if an umpire makes mistakes, they're going to, right?
Yeah.
They are going to make mistakes. That's a part of the game, baby.
And I think they need to keep these umpires more accountable because when it
I would say that.
When it comes to a point where the umpire is literally like, oh, this umpire has... you know, judged this many games for this team, and 99% of the time, that team wins.
Yeah.
There's something wrong there.
Maybe use AI and that element to help schedule the umpires a little bit better.
There you go. Separation a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe give them gold stars for doing a better job.
And if an umpire is, like, rich... Maybe we should look into that.
Yeah.
Maybe we should look into
that. I mean, they do make pretty good money.
You know, well, I mean, they're not rich.
They're not rich.
You know, if an umpire's got a $10 million mansion, you're like, bam.
And how many Chiefs games did he ref this season?
Oh, those poor Chiefs. Oh.
It all started last Friday here in the Valley, the Cactus League. 2025 spring training is on.
Yay! Woo-hoo! One of my favorite times of the year in the Valley.
I did not know that you like baseball this much.
Yeah, I do. I love baseball.
Before I worked with you, I saw that you wore a lot of D-backs gear, but I didn't realize what a fanatic you are.
Yeah, I'm a big baseball fan. I played baseball and softball my whole life, so
that's awesome.
I enjoy going. I love the ballpark. I love ballpark food. I love the D-backs. And I think really, like, I've always loved baseball, but I think really what brought me into a full, like, adult moment of loving baseball is really having, like, backdoor relationships with the D-backs, like Torrey Lovello. Yeah. His wife and I are friends, like, you know, Derek Hall, the CEO and president.
Yeah.
Having those relationships and having, like, a genuine connection with the team itself just makes you such a bigger fan.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm sure if every fan had that connection, they would say the same exact thing.
I can tell you for certain. It definitely does.
And when Gonzo once told me on that fabled day at Chase Field when I was taking BP, he said, wow, that guy has a swing.
That's actually such a compliment from Gonzo. Lucky you.
It was so not complimentary or also disrespectful, so it was right down the middle.
He's like, wow.
Like a true baseball man.
That's a swing.
He threw it right down the middle on me and said, that is a swing.
Yes, it is.
So spring training is going down, and Nico and Cheyenne going to make a little bit of an appearance?
We are. Woo. It's exciting.
We're throwing out the first pitch in surprise on Thursday, March 13th.
Yes.
So it's not for a couple weeks now. I can get my arm all warmed up for that day. Kansas City Royals taking on the San Diego Padres at 105 game time.
Is it 105?
Yep.
Oh, nice.
That's what it says.
Well, so it's going to be bright and sunshiny.
Yeah, so we're out in surprise. If you're going to be at that game, it would be awesome to say hello. And also, if we screw up, please boo us.
Don't do that.
No, don't boo us.
I don't want to be booed.
Oh, I think it'd be hilarious if I got booed for our first pitch.
No.
Nobody can be worse than 50 Cent, okay? Forever and ever, he will live in infamy as the worst first pitch thrower ever. He completely missed everybody. I think he hit the mascot, the amazing Met, right in the face, which is great. So don't worry. No worries whatsoever.
I just don't want to be booed. That sounds awful.
Yeah, well,
Let's not encourage people to do that.
What's going on with the games? Fill us in, Cheyenne.
All right, well, they're everywhere, obviously. If you want to see the Chicago White Sox, which I have friends who are White Sox fans, or the Dodgers, they play out at Camelback Ranch in Phoenix. If you want to go out to Goodyear, you can see the Cincinnati Reds play and the Cleveland Guardians. They're out there. Sloan Park, obviously home of the Chicago Cubs. And also, they're the only ones who play out there. So, Sloan Park is the home of the Cubs.
Okay.
American Family Field of Phoenix, you can watch the Milwaukee Brewers play there. Mm-hmm. That's also the only team that plays there. The Peoria Sports Complex is the home of the San Diego Padres and the Seattle Mariners, which is my second team, obviously.
Yes, being from Waukegan.
Yep, you can go to Hokokum Stadium, which is where the Oakland Athletics play. Scottsdale Stadium, you can see the Giants play there. Surprise Stadium, Kansas City Royals, and the Texas Rangers are out there. Tempe Diablo Stadium, home of the Angels, and they're the only teams that play there. And then, of course, Salt River Fields, where the D-backs play, and the Colorado Rockies.
Boo! Mm.
we only go out there to see the D-backs play.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's go, D-backs.
So we
D-backs.
Have plenty of options, no matter where you go.
Yeah.
So,
no, absolutely. Yeah. It's an onslaught of baseball fans. It's an onslaught of baseball. It all started on Friday, and it only lasts like a month.
You got to get it in. You got to get it in while the getting's hot.
Get out there and get you to some games. And one in particular, and boo us. Kansas City Royals.
Don't boo us.
San Diego Padres. 105 game time. Surprise. What else do you need to know? Nothing. Enjoy.
Nothing. Just be there.
Cactus League. Let's go. Song's a little creepy, no?
I've honestly never thought about it. But when... The last thing is, with my eyes on you.
Well, you went to bed with my eyes on you.
And then you say it's a little creepy. Okay.
I'm going to watch you.
I see you.
Go to sleep now. Sorry, Chase. We love you. It's Nico and Cheyenne. And it's time to say adios, amigos.
I love you so much. Bye.
Bye. We'll have another question available for you for Minute to Win It tomorrow. You better be keeping track.
It's the same questions every day in literally the same exact order.
We play at like 7:20-ish.
Ish.
So be here for that time period. And I promise you, man, if you get that grand prize, you get all 10 questions. That's a big one.
You're set for Country Thunder because you've got four-day passes into Country Thunder and a campsite.
Yeah.
Like, we're taking care of the big expenses for you.
You're basically a Country Thunder king at that point.
Absolutely.
Or queen.
And you're not going to be scrambling for anything.
Exactly. Yeah. So keep it right here. Nico and Cheyenne will be back tomorrow. Later, y'all.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.